We're on the record.
And can we do a roll call?
Commissioner Noddy?
Here.
Commissioner Bunchhaven?
Here.
John Winther? Mr. Felix? Commissioner Galvin?
Here. Okay, and then, Brenda, tell me again, what did John Winther say was his availability?
He is on his boat, so he's in and out of cell service range, and he said he would keep trying from about 4:30 on just to see if he could make it on.
Okay.
I'm doubtful he's within range because I have tried him on his cell phone and have not been able to reach him.
Okay. Well, let's see. Why don't we just give it like 5 more minutes just to see? And then we'll proceed with the form that we have.
Okay, sounds good.
So he'd indicated that he was going to, going to try to get to someplace within range in time, or?
He's actually on his boat, and so the cell phone service goes in and out where he's at.
Right. Well, I guess just a shot in the dark if we wait. So why don't we go ahead and get moving on the agenda. So, Emo and Leo, do you guys have copies of the board packet with you?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, next up on is the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the draft agenda, Ted?
No, Chair.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Leo.
Any objection to approval of the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Next up is public roll call. Are there any members of the public online who can identify themselves, please? Hearing none. Members of the public in the room.
Commissioner Galvin? Very, very yes. Quickly, online who we have from the public is Dave Domansky and Charlie Cole. And we can start here in the room.
And both of those, of course, are attorneys for ADA.
Yeah, not quite members of the public.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and start a public roll call in the room with Tim Bradner.
Tim Bradner, Journal of Commerce.
J.S. Siebert's Washington Capitol.
Karsten Rodvik, ADA.
Mark Schimsheimer, ADA.
Jim Hemsath, ADA.
Brenda Fugelsad, ADA.
Valerie Walker, ADA.
Brian Bjorkquist, Department of Law.
Sarah Fisher Goad, ADA.
Sherry Severson, ADA.
Ted Leonard, ADA.
Just remind me, next time on the agenda, I'd like to have staff roll call and then public roll call.
Okay.
It always kind of confuses me. Any members of the public who wish to make comments? Hearing none, we will move on to old business. Is there any old business to be covered by this meeting? I don't think so.
No, Chairman.
Okay. Moving on to new business. Geely Clean Coal Asset Purchase and Sale Agreement. So in your packet, you have Resolution 0907. And you also have a memo from Ted outlining kind of the status of the transaction and how this current asset sale and purchase agreement came about and some of the highlights of the modifications from the earlier one. Is there a motion on resolution 09G0907?
This is Leo. I so move.
I'll second.
Yeah. Okay. Now we've discussed this, the sort of terms and the events that led to this agreement. It's basically, for the purpose of the record, it's fairly similar to the original terms of the three-party agreement that we reached with Golden Valley and Homer. But with Homer's departure from the transaction, it had to be restructured to be basically a two-party deal. But the fundamental principles with regard to the transaction remain the same. The purchase price, the line of credit remain the same. There's been adjustments to the amortization of the purchase price. It's over a longer period of time, but still within the range of reasonable amortization. And the interest rate on the line of credit allows for a float between 5% and 6.5%, depending upon what the treasury rate is at the time they lock in the long-term loan. Other than that, from ADA's perspective, it's basically a substantially similar transaction. We're relying upon the power sales agreement as the primary collateral for repayment of the debt, and ultimately rely upon Golden Valley and their obligations under those as our collateral for this arrangement. Are there any questions from board members to either myself or to Ted or Mark or lawyers?
This is Leo.
Go ahead, Leo.
On the transmittal memo from Ted to the board, I only have one quick question on item 3B. If Trivec and Golden Valley obtain interim financing from another source, the ADA line of credit will remain available as long-term financing to pay off the principal amount of appropriate costs financed by another source of Golden Valley. Does that mean the $45 million will be tied up for that if they get their own other financing? I don't understand that phrase.
Well, basically, they may have access to short-term financing at a lower interest rate, and they may choose to use that as sort of the regular draw, where they kind of have almost like a revolving credit kind of thing where they take it out and maybe pay some back. And at some point between now and 2014, they will take out what they need from this line of credit as a long-term loan and may use it to pay off that short-term or pay off the cost of the expenditures. All of it has to be related to qualified expenditures under the terms of the agreement, basically those that relate to getting the plant up and going or those batteries that we allowed them to upgrade.
That's kind of what I thought, but it just seems like they got their own financing. They wouldn't need ours, but you because that'd lock ours up if they're using other money, but I guess the two will mix together.
Well, it's primarily the difference between short-term and long-term financing.
Okay.
It's rare for somebody to be able to get long-term fixed-rate financing.
Gotcha. This is Charlie Cole. Would the chairman want to say what happens to the lawsuit pending the closing?
Well, right. The sequence of events is it's basically we put the lawsuit further and further on cold storage as we get more and more closure on the transaction. What we anticipate is the trial date will be moved back once we have agreed to this as a sale and purchase agreement. The discovery process will be stayed through the month of September while we further negotiate the closing documents. We anticipate, hopefully, having all the documents in place, and we can basically agree to them all by the end of September. That ultimate closing will then rest solely on approval of the agreement with the RCA. Once we reach that point, we will stay the discovery further, and basically the lawsuit will be on complete cold storage pending that RCA approval. Once we obtain the RCA approval, the deal will officially close and the lawsuit will be dismissed. Is that what you're looking for, Charlie?
Yes, sir. I just thought that the public members would want to know about that. Thank you.
Okay. And the the uncertainty there is just a matter of timing with regard to the RCA approval. But the lawsuit will remain under our control until we've got official closure of the transaction. Are there any other questions from board members with regard to the resolution?
I'm here.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Rodshaven?
Yes.
Commissioner Noddy?
Yes.
Commissioner Galvin?
Yes.
John Minter is absent, and Mr. Felix is absent. Motion passes.
Thank you. So, our director's comments, Ted.
Well, Chairman Galvin, the staff would just like to thank the board and everyone for all the hard work on this process so far, and our next meeting is September 17th, 2009. And that's all we have on the staff side.
Okay. Any board comments?
This is Leo. I know it's always risky to celebrate any successes, but I think this is one of those successes we deserve a few atta boys and atta girls. So enjoy it.
yeah, Emil, do you have anything before we close out?
Well, just say thanks to you for your effort in leading this charge. So.
Well, thanks, and I want to acknowledge the extreme hard work of staff and the folks working on these agreements. Obviously, it's been an uncharted road, and we've navigated it fairly well, I'd say. And I really want to express my appreciation, especially to the legal team who have helped us with regard to the actual transactional documents, and I have a high degree of confidence in them and the work that's been done to protect Ada's interests and make sure that we understood the transaction fully. So thank you, everyone. So with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Whoever the other one is, a second.
Yeah.
Any objection to adjournment? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.